What's up, my noobs? Just recording the intro to the podcast. This was a really good one. Me and Heather cover some of the hard issues going on in the past couple of weeks with police shooting, Derek Chauvin case, and then we lighten it up with a little bit of talk about women in esports. All in all, pretty good conversation. I think you'll like it. So stay tuned and enjoy.
So it starts. The saga begins, niggas. The saga begins, niggas. I'd like to welcome you to a collection of thoughts, observations, and concepts. They say that art imitates life.
Welcome back to the Broke Blurred Pod. I'm your host, Anthony K. Savage, a.k.a. Voice, a.k.a. Savage Voice, a.k.a. Antonio Salvaje. And with me today is...
Heather, just Heather.
You know, initially...
we do this every podcast.
What?
You know, initially we were going to talk about X, Y, and Z.
Well, we're still going to talk about XYZ. It's just, okay, so the way we usually, for the most part, structure the show, loosely using the word structure, is throughout the week or weeks, depending on, we'll go by week, because when we go to weeks, it always changes. Like, when we go more than one week, even though we have a shit to talk about, so much stuff happens that we don't get to most of it. But like in a week's time, we'll generally go, like we see stuff on Twitter or YouTube or TikTok. And we just, you know, it'll either make us laugh or pissed off, or whatever. And the stuff that really hits is we're like, okay, well, let's talk about that. And initially, we had a serious topic to talk about, but a way, way more lighthearted. And as the week went on, well, the heart got a little bit heavier. So what I propose is we're still going to do those things. Okay. So don't completely forget about them, Heather, but I figure let's start with the heavier topics and then move our way to the less heavier topics. Cause here's the thing. There's not really much good news. Like, we don't have anything uplifting in the episode. It's like, kind of like fucked up shit wrapped around something that's kind of uplifting, all the way down to hopefully inspirational, but still, like, it's just a gambit of fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The unfortunate thing is there is good news, but there's no good news anymore in this world without it being followed by bad news.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that very well. So we'll start it off with the obvious news, which the nine of you that listen would obviously know that we're interested in. The Derek Chauvin trial. He was found guilty on all three charges. And I messaged Heather this, and it surprised me because I did not expect this, but I was literally brought to tears. And I guess the way I rationalize it for my manhood is that when George Floyd was murdered, and the whole world, literally, you know, as close to anything that's happened in the world, the whole world literally saw it happen and was outraged by it. And what I feel is that I think all of us who saw, like, even people on the right, I mean, they're backpedaling now and being little bitches. But at the time when it happened, there wasn't one person who saw it as justified. Like, every single person from left to right and everyone in the middle was like, that's kind of fucked up. I think I could be wrong and I probably am wrong, but I think there's even a chance that even Putin was like, that he's fucked up when he did that.
It was a, you know, I listen to a lot of true crime, as you know, a big horror movie fanatic. So I'm very desensitized to everything. Like, very little moves me or shocks me. That was a hard body cam and witness video to watch.
Yeah,
was the death of George Floyd. It was very hard to watch, and I don't understand how anybody could justify it. I've heard people try to justify it. And to those people, I invite you to put your neck under my knee for about 10 minutes and tell me that that's not excessive force. But I digress on that.
Well, I hear Steven Crowder tried to do some shit like that, and he still wasn't able to do. I don't know, some stupid bullshit. Okay, so first, let me just say this statement, and this will more. This is more of a blanket statement to go towards pretty much every other subject that we're about to cover up until the lighthearted stuff. Again, I am a pacifist. I personally don't want to hurt people, but at the same time. There's just a lot of people that just need to be punched in the face. Just you, and I only mean this for people who don't understand consequence of actions. Because where I grew up, I understood consequence of actions. I understood either for reason or even randomly, you can get punched straight in your fucking face for saying or doing something stupid. And a lot of these politicians, I don't think have ever been punched in the face. At least not enough to realize, like, or don't, like, as a black man, we are constantly, like, we are at a disadvantage specifically for the fact of we are called, you know, ironically, savages and everything degrading and this and that, and we're so violent. And yet, I'm sorry, if we were really as violent as you want us, as these people make us out to be, you know how many of you motherfuckers would have gotten fucking your asses kicked? Just in general, because we're so horrible and we're all this and we're all that. So that either means that you never go anywhere where there's black people. So that's telling. Or anytime you came across a black, you would have like Matt Gaetz, big ass fucking eight head would have gotten punched repeatedly. And it's not hard to, I mean, it's right there. You can't miss it. Fucking. Mitch McConnell will be okay because that neck waddle, I think he used as a defensive sack. He just blows it up. You're kind of why you black. Do you think?
There, you know, I did see some really shitty responses. And now, first of all, I was and this goes to show you the type of faith I think a lot of us have in our justice system. I was shocked he was convicted on all three charges. I didn't think he would even be convicted on one. Truth be told, I do sort of wonder if this is a turning point and he's going to be made the exception of, or if they're going to use him like as an example going forward. However, or how the ever, as Savage likes to say,
yeah, how the ever.
We have had two more shootings of two more black Americans by cops since Wednesday. So clearly we have a long way to go. We have Micaiah Bryant, who's 16, Columbus, Ohio. She was shot four times in the chest during a fight in which she had a knife and was going after another girl at her house. And then there was Andrew Brown Jr., who I believe is in North Carolina. He was shot and killed when a cop tried to serve him with a warrant for a felony drug charge, and he drove away rather than receive the warrant.
That was the taser incident, right?
I don't think that was that the taser. No, that wasn't the taser incident. That happened. That happened a few weeks ago.
Here's the thing. Those, okay, right there. That's what there's the main problem. One of the main problems right there. We're confusing our police shootings.
Oh yeah. Listen, I somebody had asked me if I saw the body cam from a particular case, and I was like, which one? Because
yeah,
I can't keep them, and I can't keep my mass shooting straight anymore.
Yeah, it's that like that. Yeah, exactly. Those two things. Those two things. We have to go. Wait, which one? You mean that one? Like when there's certain things that you should never have to ask. Which one are you talking about? At least not in a 2 week span.
Can I tell you a story real quick?
No, but go ahead.
I'm going to tell you the story. Well, first, I'm going to tell you about Andrew Brown Jr. And the circumstances in which he was shot. And I'm going to tell you my story of the time I was served with a.
Yeah. Well, first, wait, real quick. First, before we get to Andrew Brown Jr., let me just make a quick statement about what was the young woman who had the knife who was shot?
Micaiah Bryant.
Okay. I want to say this only because I don't want to be like the right or Fox News, or even necessarily some of the, like, I like the Young Turks, but sometimes I don't necessarily agree with, they're so stuck in their viewpoint. So I don't want us to be that. I want to be, you know, as fair and balanced, more so than Fox News. I don't blame the cop for it. He was trained that way. And yeah, he had to make a decision. What I will say is that the problem isn't with the officer. He did what he had to do. It was a justified shooting. The problem is that the way they are trained, he was left with no other option when there were obvious options. If he had been trained that way. Because here's the thing. When you learn martial arts, the one thing my teacher said was, I don't want you to continue to train, learn something the wrong way, because then you continue to train that way and then have to fix it. So if you train something the right way the first time, like if you're working out, you work out a certain way that you're supposed to. Don't worry about all the extra shit. Just do it properly and then you won't fuck yourself over later. It was a call. He knew it was a knife. So initially, he got his gun, which is how he was trained. However, he could have used the taser.
He could have, because there was a crowd. There was several people around her when he shot her four times.
Yeah, he still could have used he could have used the taser. The reason why he could have used the taser is because she was like, well, he could have. There was a lot of people. Yeah, where he shot a bullet. Would you rather get hit by a stray bullet or a stray bit of electricity? I'll take the electricity. I'm just saying.
Absolutely. I've been tased before, like not in an arrest situation.
It was for fun.
It was kind of for fun.
Hey, Heather, we'll talk about your sex life another time. That's for another day. He did what he had to do, and you know, like I said, it's just more. I want to make that distinction is that. In a perfect world, or in a better world, or just one that makes sense, we know there are other options. We'll get more to that. But your story, please.
So, Andrew Brown, I'm going to bring him up real quick because I want to parallel his situation versus the time I had an arrest warrant issued on me. So,
gangsta.
Yeah, well, whatever. Anyway.
Heather, about that life. You don't know nothing about that.
So essentially he got pulled over and they ran his plates and his license and found that he had an arrest warrant. So he said, fuck that. And he attempted to escape, at which they just opened fire on him. There's actually 7 police officers on leave right now. I think 2 of them have resigned from the situation. This is North Carolina.
Okay.
So I got arrested. I had a warrant out for my arrest, unbeknownst to me, a couple of years ago when I still lived in New Jersey. I was pulled over going to the beach with my kids. My mom called me. You know, in New Jersey, it's illegal to drive and be on your cell phone at the same time. So I picked up the phone. My mom called me, and I'm a good daughter. And I got pulled over for being on my phone, and when they ran my shit, that's when they saw that I had a warrant out for an unpaid ticket from like a year or two prior.
Mm-hmm.
They let me drive to a bank, pull money out to essentially bail myself out. They then let me follow them in my car. So I'm driving my car. They then let me follow them back to the police station. I was never once handcuffed. They did take my mugshot. They let me pay what I owed. Again, they had let me stop in an ATM prior to this, so I could do that.
Mm-hmm. I have words.
Then I left. They said, have a good day, ma'am. Don't let this ruin your beach day. And I left. And if you don't know, by the way, to the 9 of you, but I'm sure it's pretty obvious, I'm very white.
Yeah.
I'm like super duper white.
Okay, so now here's what sucks about this situation, and to kind of, because I'm pretty sure anybody listening, the 5 of you listening, know where I'm going with this. This is to contrast this situation with Kyle Rittenhouse. The problem is, and then I was a Kyle Rittenhouse. There's other situations I can possibly think of. That's actually too much of an extreme, but similar in why it's wrong. But the problem is, in this particular situation, there's nothing wrong with how that happened, except for the fact of it never happens like that for people of color. Like, how they treated you is not wrong. How they treated you, it's kind of probably how it should be. It makes more sense. You're only pulling people over for revenue anyway, so let's just cut the fucking middleman out. Are you able to? Are you able to do this? Okay, let's just take care of it. And was it on a Friday?
It was on a weekend.
It was on a weekend. You know how that would have happened. Yeah, you know how that would have happened if it were me? Best case scenario, I'm going to be in jail for the weekend. That's the best case scenario, is that I'm in jail for the weekend. Because if you get arrested on the weekend, you're not seeing a judge until Monday morning at the earliest. That's just the way it is. What's his name? He got lucky in this one, though. Scumbag Johnny. Yeah, he got arrested once on the Friday. He was in jail till Monday. But here's the thing. He got lucky as fuck because that Negro is supposed to be dead. And I bet you're going, what do you mean he's supposed to be dead? Well, what had happened was...
every story that starts off that way is always a good one.
Yeah. What had happened was Scumbag Johnny was out with some friends, whatever, at the Garden State Plaza, I think.
Oh.
It was either Garden State or Bergen. It was one of the malls. And I'm pretty sure it was Garden State, and he went to that restaurant that's supposed to be like a jungle inside or something. I don't know when was the last time you...
Rainforest Cafe. Their food blows.
And there you go.
And you have a macaw squawking in your ear the entire time.
Yeah. That's where they went to, they went to dinner, and then it got late and afterwards. So a friend was going to their car, or somebody was getting dropped off at their car, and it was a big empty parking lot or whatever, and he's going to his car. And so he's going to his car. Now, backstory before we start this. Scumbag Johnny, he martial artists all of his life, and his most recent martial arts endeavor was when he joined my martial arts school, and we both excelled. And then when I had to leave, for life, he stayed there. He I believe he is technically a black belt, and I don't know if he fulfilled Sifu status, which is basically when you become teacher or sensei, you would think of it as karate. So he is trained. We are trained martial arts. We have training. Okay. So he's going, and he's just going to his car. Oh, no, I don't remember what happened. There's another reason why he was there with a friend and another person who practiced some other form of martial arts where I think Tiger Showman's. The dude was a Tiger Showman's karate guy.
Oh, and I forgot about Tiger Showman's.
And not like current Tiger Showman's where they finally made a name for themselves and are no longer the joke of the martial arts community as much as they were before. But back when they were pretty much just a joke. Because think about Tiger Showman's now is more mainstay and has more actual oomph to it because they have people in mixed martial arts and UFC who got training. However, it was the clear-cut example of a cookie-cutter karate school where you pay money and you get your belt.
Yeah, it's like the haircuttery of karate schools.
Yeah, yeah. The supercuts of karate schools.
Yeah.
But like I said, or just not traditional. Traditional, a lot of. There's a market more for. Here's the thing, I think, and they're probably this now. The best type of martial arts school should probably be somewhere in between, where you keep a lot of the fundamentals of tradition of you have to go through these things to get to this point, and the let's not lock shit behind a secret curtain that you will have no chance of seeing unless you're indoctrinated and initiated. Like there needs to be an in-between. But he was, arguing with this guy. And I think what happened was the guy was like trying to, he was explaining a technique or something along those lines. and they were, it was just a heated argument or whatever. And the argument got heated enough in it, but it was just nothing serious, no actual violence. I think they were just arguing. And a cop pulled up. And he's like, everything, you know, it's gonna make Johnny was from, he's like, it's no, it's nothing. It's fine. And he was going to go into his car.
Yeah.
Now I can't remember, it's been so many years ago. Like literally, I think it could be damn near 15 to 20 years ago this happened. But he's going to his car now. Technically, John did and did not do the right thing. But in this point, neither did the cop. Because when it gets to this point, John's going into his car. He's kind of, nothing's going on. He said nothing's going on. The cops are kind of fucking with him. And the cop then go like, come, Scumbag John, he's not doing anything. He's just literally trying to go home. Scumbag Johnny goes to get in his car. He opens his door and the cop kicks it close. Now, you know that meme? This is when he knew he done fucked up.
I'd be pissed though.
Well, no. That technically happened twice. One to the cop and then afterwards to Scumbag Johnny. Because here's the thing. There is a point, there's a major pressure point that is on the inside of your thigh. There's a major artery right there on the inside of your thigh. So women, yes, if you're going to punch a guy in his nuts or kick him in his nuts, that's good. If it's an actual deadly situation, hit him instead on the inside of the thigh, close to the crotch. Because this cop went to kick the door and Scumbag Johnny, just out of reflex, turned and kicked him right in that spot. And this is when he was fresh into the martial law. He's currently a fire chief. So, you know, but this is when he was fresh into, like, he was like training regularly every day, doing the shit that you don't get to see unless you're initiated. You know what I mean? He was getting the good shit. So just like, bam.
It was at this moment we knew he fucked up.
Yeah, and it played for both of them. It technically played for both of them at the same time. Because he kicked him, and it was black and blue, and, like, literally they had to take the cop to the hospital because I think he had a blood clot from it or whatever. So, you know, yeah. So Scumbag Johnny went to jail for the weekend. However, the reason why he lucked out, and it's just, he's lucky to come from a good family, a black family. For those of you who don't know, he is black. He pretty much growing up when we were teenagers, but on a regular basis, people thought we were brothers just because. And we have no relation at all whatsoever. We constantly would get that. And so he's black. He's just as black as me. Luckily, though, he's comes from a good family, and his he has cousins and uncles that are lawyers and judges. And again, I explained the situation. And here's the thing. When you're black or when you come from the ghetto, you grow very attuned to what the law is. You know what the law is. You know what proper procedure is. Even if you know it's not going to help you much, you know, like anything, you at the very least know what the cops are allowed and not allowed to do. We still can't say anything. You know, like, you know, when you see the videos where people refused to do shit that they legally don't have to do. Some people get away with it. Some people don't. Bear on the side, we have the talk as black people. You know about the talk, right?
Yes, you brought up the
talk
last episode.
Yeah, so we have the talk, and so you know, regardless, you just don't say what you have to.
So we got the talk from my dad because my dad's a lawyer.
Yeah,
and spent a lot of time in courtrooms, and used to see a lot of real shady shit. So we got the talk, but it was definitely from a different angle. It wasn't from we're black. It was I'm on the inside, and I see a lot of fucked up stuff.
Yeah. But here's the irony of that is you got it because he was a lawyer and there's there. But it's like weird because it's also I also don't necessarily think every lawyer tells their kid. You know what I mean? Like there's a chance that a lot of lawyers might tell their kids if they have kids. Yeah, but I have a feeling like a tax lawyer has a kid and that's not even in the purview of his mind to tell his kid if you see a cop. You know, he just tells his kid, if a cop pulls you over, you call me.
Well, I have a very good friend who started off her law career as a defense attorney in New Brunswick. And I'm sure you're somewhat familiar with New Brunswick. She said that there was some, she used to see some really shady shit with cops. Really, like, horrendously. Like, she was not a defense attorney for that long because it was just, it was too, like, emotionally taxing on her. Especially because as a defense attorney, she a lot of the times you're not trying to prove innocence. You're trying to just to plea down.
Yeah, cut a deal. Get it over with as quickly as possible.
A lot of her clientele came out of Union County. So it was a lot of minorities. It was a lot of people that had decades of poverty and undiagnosed mental disorders, mental health problems, and years of drug abuse. So, everything she presented was going to be tainted by a lot of stereotypes and assumptions. And it kind of really just showed how the system leans and what it leans towards and what it leans against.
Yeah. And it's so then, you know, that'll kind of segue into, I guess, the rest of the fucked up news or other fucked up news. Well, one, me and Mr. Roland were actually having a conversation yesterday where he attempted to become a correctional officer. So he had to take the test, and he has a record, but it was many, many years ago, and that's the one thing he could do. And he's like, I only did it because I wanted to be able to have a gun. And he's not a responsible gun owner. He will use to protect his family, but he's not going to, there's no mass shooting. And, you know, he's an AK-47 or any shit like that. But we're talking, and he was like, when he went and took the test, there was a question. There was two questions specifically we brought up. One question was, I'll ask you this question and answer however you choose, and I'll tell you how. If you are an officer and you pull over your mother who is driving 90 in a 45 zone, do you give her a ticket?
Yes.
Okay, that's the wrong answer. Right. Okay, that's technically the right answer because it's the law, but it's the wrong answer.
Why?
Because there's no right or wrong answer. No, because the assumption is you're lying.
Oh, I see.
But that's one thing. We'll go back to that. So just keep that in mind. The second question was your commanding officer. A commanding officer, your partner with him, and you have to, let's say it's late at night, end of shift, and paperwork has to be filled out. He goes, here, just sign the paperwork and I'll do all the rest. What do you do? That's not proper procedure. Proper procedure is you're supposed to obviously fill out your own paperwork or go over the paperwork and then sign it. But he's telling you, you're a commanding officer, which is anybody higher ranked than you, let's be honest, tells you, here, just sign here. What do you do?
See, I've worked with contracts before. I was a title operator, so I would want to read it. I get real suspicious about signing my name to shit. Oh, but you know, I probably would just sign it because I'm supposed to be sanitizing at work every 3 hours, and sometimes I don't want to sign that shit.
Well, okay, so technically, in that situation, you, I think, technically answered right or some shit. I don't know. But here's a problem with that test in general. And we were kind of bringing up the point of, one, it's incredibly faulty as fuck because if you were too smart, if you get too high a score, you don't get the job. It's literally...
They're not bumbling idiots that'll just take direction, essentially.
Yeah, literally. They don't, because they found, and I was listening to another podcast, How Neil Feel with Neil Brennan, who was the co-creator of the Chappelle Show. And he was in the last podcast before the last one I listened to, he mentioned how in this day and age with police officers, either people are too evolved and don't want to do the job, or Well, he said people are too evolved. Evolved people don't want to be a cop. Like, if you want to be a cop, you're not an evolved person for the most part.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's kind of a throwaway. But then next episode, someone tagged on to it and explained it more. And it was basically the intelligent people who would apply for to be a police officer either would apply, be too intelligent, and then quit. Or be intelligent, see fucked up, say something so that they just stop accepting smart people. So that if you get too high of a score, they don't accept you. I said that stupid bullshit, you're overqualified. Bitch, I'm here for a job, okay?
So my boyfriend is going through a similar thing at work right now, where he was a lead on his shift. And the reason they put him as a lead is they're like, you're really good with our procedures and the standards. And, you know, we want you to basically whip your team into shape and do things the way they're supposed to do. Just sort of some background. He works in pharmaceutical manufacturing. So it's not some like rinky dinky bullshit job. It's a thing that follows federal guidelines. It's very important that things are signed off and done correctly because he works with some very caustic shit.
Yeah, worth, on the lowest end of that business, worth shitloads of money on one mistake.
Yeah, they've had times where they've had to scrap, like, you know, $1.2 million worth of material because it wasn't done right. And so he went in very positive into that job, and it turned out that they weren't so much needing somebody to whip anybody into shape. It was just management wanted to do less. So they created a lead position and put them in it to keep it between them and the lower workers. And, you know, for like a year, he was just calling shit out left and right. And shit hit the fan when a supervisor wanted him to sign off on like a class, like, I forgot the classes of drugs. But it's within the same class as like methadone patches. It's like a really... Okay. And he wouldn't do it. And he actually sent an email to somebody above her head about it.
Mm-hmm.
And shit hit the fan. He ended up stepping down from his position. He was like, fuck you guys. Like, you don't pay me enough. And this was not what I was hired to do. And now he's not even allowed to send emails unless it's like, they have to look him over before he's allowed to send them anymore.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I'm not going to be the one to put my name on something and be responsible for, you know, like a shrink loss of, you know, $500,000. But they didn't want somebody smart that was going to do something. They just wanted a yes man that was going to make their lives easier.
Yeah. Which, and I have, like, you brought up like a lot of things that I want to touch on. One, you know me, you've worked with me, and you know, I'm not the one to suffer fools. If I think that your idea is stupid, I might not say it's stupid, but I'm also not going to agree with it. And I will let you know, even if you are my boss. No, that's not how that works. Like,
I have a shitty ass lock and a shitty ass insurance.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to kiss your ass for this is the real world. I'm going to correctly, like, there once me and Scumbag Johnny was we were working as I was a stock manager, and this was in the mall for French Connection and Garden State Plaza. And our manager wanted us. Now, one, there's two aspects of this, which I'll get to the second aspect. One, manager wanted us to unpack boxes, and I was stockroom, a disc stockroom. I had everything set up. I did it my way. We did it our way. And and so one day we get a shipment in, and the assistant manager's like, this needs to be done, da da da. And then we're doing it. She's like, wait, what are you doing? I'm like, yeah, we're gonna do blah blah blah. She's like, no, you need to do it this way. And I'm like, I literally was like, no, that doesn't make any sense. I'm not doing it that way. She's like, what? I was like, yeah, that doesn't make sense. We have a system that will not be faster. She's like, well, fine, you better be done by 3:00. All right, bet. We were done by 2:30. With time to spare.
She turned on her heel very quick, and her hair like slapped you in the face.
She was mad. later on, I eventually left the job and John stayed. He got my job and they tried to frame his ass for stealing. You know who was stealing?
Was it Becky Flip Hair?
No, it was the manager. Mm. Yeah, her boss was stealing.
Listen, so, mall jobs are wild as shit.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the difference. John, 19, 20 year old something black kid from Patterson.
Yeah.
The manager, white lady.
Yeah, watch out for those white bitches.
She was a proto Karen. Like in today's day and age, oh, definitely Karen status. Definitely. Yeah. So there's that. There was that. That was the one thing. And then let's see, what was the other thing? About signing off. One, as a cop, I wouldn't like say, and it was a cop situation. If my manager like supervised, that's why I couldn't be a cop. Cause I wouldn't if I didn't agree with it. And otherwise I would just turn into one of the assholes. Like there couldn't be an
I couldn't be one. Cause there's like a lot of laws I think are stupid.
Yeah. A lot of laws I think are stupid. If you see some fucked up shit, if you say something, your life is literally in danger. I can't. Oh, there was something else. I think I wanted to make another point about that. And then I came to a conclusion. I'm trying to fill up stuff to watch on TV, and I finally caught back up with Silicon Valley. And I realized in watching the show, there was a scene where spoilers. It was either the last season or the season before. No, it was the last season, I believe. No. It was the season before. I can't tell because the last season was short. Like the last two seasons, each one were short. So it might have been the last season or the one before that. But either way. No, it was last season. Okay. And one of the main characters is trying to get into this like women of business, like luncheon type thing where powerful women in tech and stuff and venture capitalists all meet up. And she's trying to get in with that group. And she's a good person and everything, but she's been about the business as opposed to like mentoring and all that other stuff. So they acquire a company, again, spoilers, and in the company, is a you remember ashleymadison.com?
Yeah.
Where it'd be basically a site to cheat on your spouse. And one of the companies they acquired that company specifically for that company because they needed that amount of users to keep their company afloat, like for their shit to work out. They needed those users. Like that's the only reason. However, it's not exactly the best business to represent as a woman, you know what I mean? So she decided to found somebody that one of the programmers and mentor her and let her be in charge of running that company, of taking care of that company's ins and outs. And that's when I realized, and I texted Scumbag Giants because he's a successful businessman. He's fire chief, he has real estate business and everything like that, and working on some other stuff, working on an app actually currently. He didn't do anything, so probably fund it, but and I was like, wait a second, is like being successful basically just getting to the point where you can basically create jobs and positions for people to fight over for shit that you don't want to do? And he was like, basically, that's what basically being a successful businessman or career person is, to get to a level where there's shit that you don't want to do and you can get people to compete to do the shit you don't want to do and probably pay them more likely less than is owed or required or deserved for that position. And when you said that, it's kind of like, wow, that's business. That's American business for you. That police are fucked up. That's what we're just saying. It's the system is fucked up. That's fucked up. And to more fucked up news, DC, I believe, was it the House passed a bill to try to make DC, Washington, DC, a state?
Yes.
Yes. So it passed there, and now it's in the Senate where obviously all the racists have to say, either they're racist or they're nablist. You don't get the – you can't there's no in between. You're a racist because you're a Republican, and you don't have to be a Republican and racist. But if you're a Republican and you agree with them, then you're an enabler. You know what I mean? If you're not a racist, then you're
not pissing somebody off when the next time comes around for you to vote again.
And you don't even have to go in the race route. This is just an incredibly un-American thing they're trying to do by, or at least the arguments that they're giving are incredibly un-American. Which, you know, you saw the video I sent, the last one?
Yeah. Yeah, because they're it's mostly being opposed by people that are opposing it because the representatives would be Black and Democratic.
Yes. It's they don't want any more Black they don't want any more Democratic representatives. And the argument that Tom Cotton, which this is just a blanket statement, allegedly, but it's kind of how I feel because he hasn't shown me anything otherwise. I think Tom Cotton was born racist because his fucking name is Cotton. It's in his fucking name. There's not more like, you know, how Black people fit stereotypes sometimes. Well, there you go. and his excuse for why Washington shouldn't be a state, where here's the thing. Washington should be a state and Puerto Rico should both be states. There's no reason for them not to be. Literally. That's the shit that pisses me off. So I'm about to get pissed off. It pisses me off so much about the Republican Party and their arguments is the excuses that they're constantly giving. There is no valid reason other than they want to be selfish dicks. There's no valid. You don't have a valid reason to not do all the things that are set up to help people. What the excuse they're making for DC to not be a state? Well, was it Minnesota? No, Wyoming. Wyoming has more steel workers and
loggers
and miners, and I don't give a fuck. What the hell does that have to do? Are the people that live in DC Americans or are they not? Because that should kind of be the
only good Americans.
Well, like here's the thing. It makes more sense, and I don't agree with it because I think I just said it should be a state too. But it makes more sense to argue about Puerto Rico becoming a state than it is to argue about DC becoming a state. You know why? Because you motherfuckers are arguing it. There, you're there. You're in DC. You're there. It's around you. It's not something that you're there. You are in the place.
You literally probably took a shit in a toilet there today.
And here's the thing. I don't understand what DC. Here's the thing. One reason why you need to make DC a state is because it doesn't make sense as what it is. What is DC? Can you tell me what DC is?
Yes, I can. Hold on. I forgot. It is not a Commonwealth. Fuck. District of Columbia. It's a district.
What right? state? No, hold on. What it's state is it?
It's a district of Maryland.
Does Maryland claim it?
No, Maryland does not. It's a District of Columbia.
Yeah, so it's not a state and it's not a city. Are you fucking kidding me?
Like, oh, it's in Maryland. I feel that way.
Where's the thing? Just on a call it when you try to make something efficient? Just on an efficiency level, you need to make it a sentence. Huh?
That was a very efficient sentence.
Yeah, just on an efficiency level, you need to make it a state because it makes no sense otherwise. Like, I learned about Washington D.C. when I was a kid. I'm 40 years old. I still don't understand why the fuck, like. You have no valid reason, and Republicans are I don't like necessarily any Republicans per se. Now that I have enough of a wherewithal to understand how fucked up they are, but at least the old school Republicans kept their fucked up shit behind closed doors. I mean, like, at least act like you give a fuck. You know what I mean? Like, when you're a kid and you're not going to listen to your parents, at least act like you are. Okay. Because here's the thing, my son, he's only five, so I'm not as worried, but he'll sometimes do shit that he's not supposed to do And I know he's doing it, but it's really not that serious. Like, there's a new game, and you probably, your kid probably, you know what Friday Night Funkin' is?
Yeah. Me and Liam stream it, like, every other week. Yeah.
Well, initially, one of the videos he saw, it wasn't really for kids. Like, so I had no semblance of specifically what it was. So I was kind of like, you can't watch that. And that was before even, I think it was even really getting that big. But eventually, you know, he would sneak it in and watch Friday Night Funkin', which is plenty of different videos. It's not even the same guy specifically. And I kind of caught him doing it. But I didn't say anything because it's really not that serious. And at the same time, I also felt I'm going to let him have this because he thinks he's getting away with something. It's really not that big of a deal. And kids kind of need to have that pushback someplace. If they don't have it here, they're going to have it somewhere else. So I'd rather have him have that little rebellion on fucking watching Friday Night Funkin' on YouTube than something else. What was my point with that? As much as that sucks. What were we talking about before I mentioned Friday Night Funkin'?
Tom, DC being state.
What was it?
DC being state.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled pod to bring kind of an ad. Hey guys, SavageGraphicsMedia.com. You need to check it out. Savage Graphics Media with an X. You can get merch, some hats. I buy the hats. I wear the hats. Get the shirts. I buy the shirts. I wear the shirts. You can do all the same. So check out SavageGraphicsMedia.com. And here's the thing. Even if you don't buy anything, you can check out some content, some videos, some stuff, some streams. It's all there. SavageGraphicsMedia.com. That's graphics with an X. Go there now. Yeah, it's just be a state. I don't know what my point was. I don't know what my point was. But the point is, it should be a state. And I just, it's just a clear example. Behind closed doors. He, you know, not doing something good, but he's keeping it behind closed doors. And he's at least, whether you like it or not, and you know as well as I do, kids who respect their parents lie to their parents.
Yeah.
Kids who have no respect for their parents, they don't give a fuck. They'll curse their parents out. I'm doing this. Oh, well, what are you going to do about it? Now, it's not necessarily going to go the right way, but, you know, you only lie to people you respect, have any semblance of giving a damn about their feelings. If you don't give a damn about their feelings, then you don't lie to them. And the Republican Party has no want. They don't even have a want to lie to us anymore. That's how much disrespect and not giving a fuck about us that they have. I'm just going to be able. I'm going to be hypocritical. I'm going to say one thing and then literally the next year say the exact opposite. And you're not going to do anything about it because you're a bunch of sheep that don't give a fuck. Democrats, apparently we're the sheep. However, like, that's another thing. How the fuck are Republicans constantly trying to call Democrats and liberals sheep when Democrats will push back more on Democratic leaders than Republicans ever do on Republican leaders? Like, can you ever truly think of any specific time that Republicans push back on Republican leaders?
Oh, rarely.
You know, and we'll have to But Democrats will get it from all sides because generally liberal people, the whole point of liberalism, and here's the thing, liberal is not a bad fucking word. Like,
depends on who you ask, I guess.
Why is being liberal a bad word? Liberal doesn't, I mean, you can correct me, you're the smart one out of the two of us. Doesn't liberal kind of mean freedom?
Yeah, liberated.
Yeah. So let me see. Isn't there a part in the Pledge of Allegiance at the end of it for liberty and justice for all?
There is.
You see, I pledge to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, which they added in because it's not supposed to be in there, indivisible by one nation under God, indivisible for liberty, and justice for all. That is our nation's pledge of allegiance that ends with for liberty and justice for all. Now, we can go back as far as you want to go back, but let's just stick to the last four, five, we'll go 5 years because we're in 2021. For the past 5 years, has the Republican Party at all stood for liberty and justice for all?
Can they even like their policies don't in a
like they I'm just saying they literally can't even like they can't make that claim. That simple claim, like, and here's the thing, when we were growing up, again, I don't think they were great, knowing what I know now about then, but at the same time, the public face that they put for everybody fit more with liberty and justice for all. Whereas now it's just like there's no liberty. So they threw that out. Justice has nothing to do with anything. And the all who? All of us who are already rich and in power. So, which is not all. That's like 1% of 1%. You know what I mean? So, yeah. And here's the thing. Until Trump, no aspect of me became political. I don't like being political. I don't like any. I don't want to talk about this shit. But at the same time,
you won't go back to being a blurred, guys.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about this shit. But as a black man in America, and after all the shit that's been happening, that simple statement, all it takes for, and I'm going to butcher it, but to paraphrase, all it takes for tyranny to rise and take hold is for good men to do nothing. And even if there's only five people that will hear this, I can't know how fucked up this shit is and say nothing. The same way I said with the cop who shot the girl who had the knife, I believe he was justified in his shooting. And I also said on the same note, I think there should be better training so that he didn't have to. So he wasn't trained that was his only option. But like, it's like we're living, it's like every day is the fucking Twilight Zone where I'm looking and they're saying things and I'm like, is this a simulation? Because it's like, it's pretty, like, it's like when you're playing a video game and you're playing the video game and you're in the video game, but the characters will say or do something where you're like, all right, this is a fucking video game. Like, people don't really talk like that or say stuff like that. And that's what politics and, like, that's what it's become. They're saying shit where you're like fucking Tom fucking picking cotton over there. Like, he said that shit. He literally said that shit in front of fucking Congress or whoever the fuck.
In front of people.
Yeah, in front of people. And he's a politician. And
and a Harvard graduate, much on paper, much more intelligent than either you or I.
On paper.
I said on paper.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I don't think he's stupid. He knows exactly what the fuck he's doing. Like I said, when it comes to these people, they're either morally lacking or intelligently lacking. Person that we were talking about earlier that we worked with, I think they're more intelligently lacking. I don't think they're a bad person. This guy, pretty sure he's a bad person. You know what I mean? And you know, some people are both. And it's just, like, it just amazes me that, like I said, it's like we're living in a video game and, like, only one side realizes that the other side is saying shit that belongs in a video game. But enough about that shit. Let's get on to some less fucked up shit.
Okay.
We're gonna talk about females in esports. With a side of females in gaming, but the initial focus that we had was about females in esports. So before I go on any tirade, what's your point of view?
Well, I don't know much about esports, so it is hard for me to have a point of view because I don't know much about it. I see no reason why women cannot compete in esports. I don't see anything that would prevent them, essentially, from being in esports, though it seems that there's a lot of people who prefer them to not be.
Yeah.
But, I don't know enough to have. I mean, obviously, I think women can do anything men can do, and probably a little bit better because I'm that bitch. But, you know, I've read a lot of articles because of the stuff you had presented to me to see opinions, and some of them are somewhat valid. Other ones are ridiculous and dumb.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I guess
that specifically that made you look into this, because there was an article you had sent about it, I thought, or I could be wrong.
There was a video that I sent.
Yeah. Okay.
Where I'm trying to think, if the video sparked my interest in it, and I sent you that particular one, or I sent you a later video. And you know, it's fucked up. It's like
the week, guys. Bear with us.
Yeah.
I said we still put a lot of links throughout the week. Bear with us.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because it's kind of fucked up. It's like I'm trying to find the specific thing, and like going past like so much fucked up other shit.
Yeah.
I think the one I was watching might have gotten taken down. Because I think it might have been a TikTok, little TikTok thing or something like that. Let's see. Okay, no. Let's see. Inside the World of Female Gaming. What professional Fortnite looks like for women. Okay, so I had something said or something was sparked, and then I looked more into it. But basically, my personal point of view, and the reason why this sparked my interest, is because I don't believe that there is enough female representation in esports. And the main reason why I feel this way is because I have to search out for, I had to search out for this info on about female esports players. And very rarely do I ever get anything in my YouTube feed, which I follow. Excuse me, a few different channels. A couple different channels where they cover esports and things like that. And because I watch those channels, other stuff will pop up in my feeds revolving around esports. And unless they're female streamers, very rarely do I ever see anything about female esports players. There's like literally a handful across the board of well-known female esports teams, and that just makes no sense. And do you know or have on hand any of the bullshit arguments that people try to make of why there's not more female esports teams?
Some of the ones I thought were dumb.
Yeah.
So some of the ones I saw that were dumb that I can remember off the top of my head. Well, one that just women are not as good at those particular games. That a woman's not hardwired to either have the skill set to play certain games or even the desire to play certain games. Which if you spend any time on Twitch, you know is bullshit.
Yeah.
That we would not put the work into trying to dominate a certain game as much as men would. Because helping out kids and doing dishes like us. I don't know.
Well, you know, women are not competitive. I've never met a woman that's
competitive. I've read that another one. They're like, women aren't competitive. And I'm like, have you ever been in line at a club? What could be wrong with you?
No, Heather, here's the thing. I'm you know, we have the Bad New Bears, and I'm a gamer and everything. I get into certain games, but every female I think I know personally is more competitive than me. Because literally there's like one or two games that I'm kind of competitive in, and by competitive, I get pissed off. Like, just like only game that really upsets me when I lose for the most part is League of Legends, and that's more the game itself. And I think I can be better than I am. Not necessarily better than I am, but I can be better than I am. But overall, almost every female I know is way more competitive than me, than almost everything. Because that's like everybody always puts men as being like the competitive species, but let's think about it. If you really think about, other than sports, who has to compete for more things, men or women?
I don't know if it's so much that. I don't want to say one or the other.
Well, here's the thing.
Both are different.
Yes. Well, what I'm saying is more so, as a man, the reason why it's not as much of a competitiveness is because with men in general, there's just a set hierarchy. There isn't as much competing because with the men, you know, just go with height.
I feel like women will always seemingly have more to prove than men.
Yeah.
I feel like it's really obvious in like any sort of career path that a woman takes. I feel like we have to work harder to be taken seriously. I feel like we have to have supportive evidence on the job we do more so than men do. And I think that in itself transfers over to a lot of other parts of life.
Yeah. Plus, also in the fact of, like I said, with men for the most part, if you take a group of men and you put them in the room and they're varying different body types and everything like that, people automatic, like for men generally, and I'm generally speaking here, I'm pretty sure there's a study that could prove me right or wrong, but generally speaking, you put a group of men in the room, the men themselves naturally fall into their set roles. If you have a super strong alpha guy, he's naturally going to be in the top. But if you have a really cool, like more charismatic guy, he'll be a little bit over that guy with the second guy right underneath him. And then you have like the weakling, the weakest of them all the way up. Like whatever you are, you just are, and we accept it. And it's not right or wrong. It's just kind of like, I'm not trying to be that jock. I don't need to be him. I'm not going to try to be him because I can't be him. I don't need to be Mr. Smooth guy over there that looks all pretty. I don't need to be pretty boy over there. But here's the thing. I can be funny. That's all I need. You know what I mean? Like, we fall into our roles. Whereas a female, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think, and of course, generalization, if you put five females in a room, you're more likely, it's not necessarily that they even necessarily even fit into a role as much as they want whatever role they are to be acknowledged and to an extent possibly envied by the other females. Like,
I feel like there's a lot of pressure that is put on women and that women put on themselves to be a little bit of everything to everybody. It just sucks because, you know, being a woman, I it is important for me to be intelligent, important for me to be funny. Like, those to me are the two things I really hang my hat on, especially being funny. If somebody's like, I don't find you funny, I would be, like, depressed for days about it.
Yeah.
But also expected to be hot. But there's no real standard for that. Because it's very damned if you do, damned if you don't. I feel like that's the case with women when it comes to a lot of different things. You know, men can be assertive, and they're assertive. Women are assertive, and they're being bitches. Like... some people would look at me and be like, oh, I love that slim physique. And others would be like, bitch, eat a sandwich. And if I ate a sandwich and gained 20 pounds, I'd be like, bitch, lose those 20 pounds. Stop eating sandwiches so much. Like, there's just no like right or wrong. Like, everything you do is wrong. There's no right. I think we typically have to claw our way up things harder. And yeah, we are competitive with other women, though I think we've moved into a different mindset where we tend to now band together with other women more so than we used to. But yeah, women are super competitive. Look at fucking Instagram model.
Yeah.
They all look like each other to try to look like a better version of each other.
Exactly. And here's the thing. And even then you're like, God bless you women. But you'll band again. Like, there's I know this is true. Like, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I know I'm not. But on a regular basis, because I know I'm not, I'm gonna say it, and you're gonna go, yeah, that happens. On a regular basis, you'll have three girls with seemingly from the outside world could be the best of friends. And the second one of them leaves, that bitch. And the second she comes back, and the other one leaves, that bitch. And it can go in a circle. where each one of them.
I have female friend groups that do not do that. So I think it depends on how shitty the person is.
No, I'm not saying that. No, I'm not saying that every woman does that. I'm saying that exists. That's a thing.
I worked in an all-woman office, and it was horrendous because literally one would stop at our office. It was two of us. It was me and another girl in an office. And, like, I don't know, the office manager would come by and be like, oh, my God, did you see what Kristen did? Like, can you believe that bitch? Like, what, did she just, was she born yesterday? Blah. And then, like, she'll walk away. And then Kristen will come up and be like, did you see what Susan sent, that email? Like, what is she thinking? Oh, my God. And I'm like, hi, Kristen, hi, bitch. And then, like, Susan will walk away. And then, like, Kathy will be like, hey, like, Susan's eyeliner looks, I think she wore those clothes yesterday. What, is she sleeping around? Like, yeah, it was like the worst experience of my life. I'm like,
I'm not saying that it always happens. I'm just saying, like, just in general, everything person has a stereotype. And the thing about stereotypes is they usually come from some form of reality. And this is one of those stereotypes where it's not across the board. And most women that I know sometimes may partake in it, but mostly they don't give a fuck if the other woman knows. So that's why it doesn't qualify. Because they'll say the shit, but they'll also be like, you could tell her I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to say it to her face because I'm not going to be mean to her. But if you told her that I said it, and what? Tell that bitch to come say something. See what happens. So, but all those things that you said kind of goes to the point that I made to you, was that they say that they don't have to try as hard. Where, here's the thing, as a gamer in general and in esports, already there is a stigma in general. Don't even have to go to the male female thing, in general. So, would you say if you're a guy and you want to be a gamer or an esports athlete, automatically you are told you can't? Just automatically, you can't. It's not a thing. You can't. You just cross the board. Now you can't. You know, get real, you can't. If you're a female gamer and want to be esports, you're told you can't. And now here are all the reasons why. Here are all the reasons why you can't. And here's all the reasons why you shouldn't. And they're not just for the reasons that we told the guy. They're for all those reasons and all these other things that have absolute, that you wouldn't tell the guy. Like, I don't know, like, you're not as competitive. Like, you're not as good, even though as a video game, nothing to do with anything. Like, there's certain aspects that men, just by our physiology, we are better. Like, okay, they did a study where, like, if you ever go on a trip, let your boyfriend pack the car. Because there's something about the way our brains work that we can do that. Fitting shit into here so that everything fits. It's one of our key features. Use it. But you know, that only helps in certain situations. Whereas a female has a higher threshold of pain because they have to give childbirth. Females, in my opinion, have a more analytical mind as far as planning goes, because they have to plan out the day. They tend to schedule this and that. It's just like all these other things that females are instantly known for that could easily give them advantage. For instance, like with martial arts and mostly every sport, the more, and it varies depending on the player, but usually when you get emotional is when you tend to lose, because you cannot be analytical and think. And you say, oh, well, okay, you said emotional, so obviously the females are going to be emotional. However,
listen, every woman I know is a cold-hearted bitch.
Oh no. Well, here's the thing. However, here's another thing though. Great, women can be more emotional, but at the same time, women enter maturity sooner than men. So when it comes to controlling your emotions, you have to be mature. If you're not mature enough to control your emotions, I don't give a fuck who you are or what you are, you're not going to be able to control your emotions. That comes with maturity, especially as a female. And sometimes you're better, like, just across the board. I've been in the line of fire, but in general, you guys deal with so many emotions that when you reach a certain point, you usually have a better handle of controlling them because you've had to. Whereas let's say if you're a guy and some, like, here's the thing with, and here's the thing, that is an advantage. The fact that women are emotional is an advantage. And here's why. Men are told we're not allowed to be emotional. The only emotion, the only emotion that we are allowed to have is anger. And that doesn't help us at all whatsoever. It doesn't help. If you are only allowed to do have that one emotion, you don't know how to properly process all the other emotions, which puts us at a disadvantage. So, you know, just right there, the two things where some, you know, one could be ahead and the other evens it out. Another reason why there's no reason for them not to be in esports. You know, they're told, you know, they're then be compared to like the person you sent me, the female streamers who, you know, female stream, actual streamers like you. And I'll say actual only because you're really about that life versus I want to get you to my OnlyFans. And so that way you can give me money just for, like, they have cam girls. Just go be a fucking cam girl. Okay. And I've known cam girls. I have nothing against being a cam girls, but
no, that's hard work. That is really hard work. I could not do it.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying it's literally like, that's what that's for. Go do that over there. Like, if you want to, I mean, fine, get the money, do your hustle. But at the same time, it's diluting the brand. Okay.
It's a weird to be in, because I would definitely have a bigger following if I was showing more, and I know this. However, if I was showing more, I would also be attacked for showing more.
Yeah,
there's no real right or wrong way for me to be on. There's just the right way is the way that makes me comfortable and happy, and that's the only right way, and that's really all that matters. But I'm a gamer. I am pretty covered up when I game. I do my makeup. I make sure my face looks pretty fly. That's really important to me. But that's about it. I'm a total jackass
when you get back to streaming, we have to do this just once. And it could be for an hour or it can be a whole stream. I don't give a fuck. But just once, I want you to wear – I don't want you to show any boobs. I don't want you to show any cleavage. I don't want to hear the smartest comment about there not being any. We've already had that conversation. Okay. I just want you to show some shoulder, either one shoulder, two shoulders, just the bare minimum. And I guarantee you, and it was just, you know, we're gonna watch the. That's why I think we should either do it like either between an hour, like compare the hours, or compare the stream.
I'll do it. I'm streaming this Saturday, so I will do it then.
Yeah, and I guarantee you, you'll see just this weirdest rise in viewership because you know.
Well, look what happened. The day I wore a tank top that dipped lower than my collarbone.
Yeah.
And you were there for that stream. You actually had to moderate that stream. And
yeah.
Come out of that stream. And I was not wearing anything remotely scandalous. I was wearing a tank top. Normally I wear a band t-shirt.
Yeah.
So I was just wearing tight, you know, took the sleeves off.
But yeah, and then and I think I know I remember the video that I sent you, or that really, or the one that pissed me off after the fact of,
yeah.
I'm looking up stuff about females. You know, I kind of wanted to get in, like, what, you know, kind of figure out what's going on, why things are the way they are, and I came across one video on YouTube, and I tried to give it the benefit of the doubt because at the beginning he started off, we're like kind of saying, let's see both sides of it. And literally within the first like 3 to 4 minutes, his first statement when one of the female streamers, not streamer, the female esports team that they showed, which I think at the very least accomplished placing at that particular tournament that they were, like, they're high enough there, they need to be recognized. I can't think of their name, unfortunately, but I can't think of a lot of things that I know. But his first comment was, look at these. Would any of these females be worth simping over? What the fuck does that have to do with how they play the game?
Yeah.
If you look at any fucking esports team, none of them are worth fucking simping over. That is not who the fuck we are. We are not learning. Yeah, we are not known for our fucking hotties. Like that right there, I didn't even watch the rest of the video.
Yeah, the comments under that video are horrendous. Where they're like, "Oh, well, men talk shit all the time, and if you can't hang with it, then you shouldn't be playing it." But you guys aren't telling each other to shut up and go make me a sandwich,
or that I will rape you.
Yeah. Which, by the way, did I ever tell you this story? Somebody online once threatened to find me and rape me. Simply because I said that the Ravens, was it Flacco? God damn it, I forgot his name now. The Ravens had a quarterback that had a really good season and they won a Super Bowl with him. And then he kind of took a shit for the next few seasons. And I said I thought he was an overhyped and overrated quarterback. This was in a sports group I was in. And a guy threatened to find me and rape me and then proceeded to go through my Facebook and pull up pictures of me with my kids and then post them to that thread. Now, if I was a man with that same opinion, none of that would have happened.
Yeah. Well, none of that would have happened. And at the same time, even if it is online and keyboard warriors, guys will still not say something. There's a limit on what they say only because.
Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah. Well, say only because at the end of the day, if you say it to another guy, just the same way that you're going to find, you know, he was going to air quotes find you and rape you, I will find you back and I will kick your fucking ass. I will cave your fucking chest in and fucking knee the bottom jaw all the way to the back of your skull. How about that?
How about that?
So a guy won't say that to another guy because they know that might happen. They might find that guy might be on the other end and, you know, I'll find you and rape you. Please do. You want my address?
Yeah.
Why are you stuttering? You know what I mean? There's certain levels that you can't go with guys because you take the risk of some shit like that happening. So I just, you know, that's mainly my point. We're not getting to it. It's been a longer show than usual, but good conversations. But my main point is just in general, there's no reason why there shouldn't be more females in esports. And the reason that they're not there has nothing to do with the bullshit reasons that they give, less female gamers, less this and that. In my opinion, it has to do with the fact of they are not given the opportunity. They are not given the same respect. They are not given the outlet to build up. Like everything, you don't just get esports. You have to cultivate it. Everything that is currently of any substance in the world we live in has been cultivated. Okay. There's like, okay, current sports. What race currently dominates most major sports in America?
Well, if it's baseball, it's Dominican, but black for the most part.
Yeah, so black. That wasn't always the way. Literally, they wouldn't let us play in most leagues. Like that had almost all the same shit that is being said about females in esports were things that were said about black people in sports. They're lazy. They don't try as hard. They're not as good. Like all those same things, you could just put it on to like whenever fucking, you know, they had the Negro Leagues in baseball or when they started letting black people into basketball. Like all those same things have been said. And every time they're said, they're fucking wrong. And unless we cultivate a scene or an opportunity for there to be more, like for instance, there shouldn't be female leagues. And a lot of females don't want to be in female leagues because there's no reason to be an all female team, period. Like I'm for it and against it. I'm for it because I want those females to get their chance, but I'm against it because there shouldn't be in the world that makes sense, that actually reflects the society that we live in and the actual people who play these games. Every single esports team, like, because there's not a lot of esports team, like on every, like, so esports, there's League of Legends, we have Valorant, CSGO, Call of Duty League, Dota 2, and those are kind of the only, and like occasionally Fortnite will have their ship. They've been to the side. That's more of that's more of a adults versus kid type fucking conversation, which we'll save for another day. But you know, League of Legends, Dota 2, Call of Duty, Valorant, CS:GO, five sport esports leagues, each one having, you know, as far as major teams, maybe 5 to 10 major teams each. And here's the thing: all those teams have a team. Like, so there's 100 Thieves is one of the esports teams. Or actually they're LA Thieves. I can't think of any. Dignitas, like, there's a bunch of these teams, and they have they have a team for all of those sports. So why do none of them have, like, I think there's one team that has a female component, but for the most part, they're probably, if you really did the numbers, there should be one female on, if not every single one of those teams, but at least one of those teams in every league for it to make sense. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's just the law of averages. As many people as play these, like, League of Legends. Like, let me see. I'm going to Google how many people play League of Legends. Just because I'm going to see some of these numbers, and for people like, oh, well, they have, those are only guys. Amount. Damn it. It's a amount. People who play League of Legends 2021. Oh, come on. All right. So you want to know the number that came up? League of Legends. Yeah. League of Legends player count has reached a total of 115 million monthly players in 2021, according to recent data, and has become the king of games. With constant releases and new events and tournaments and champions, League of Legends has become one of the most played games in the world. And no female is good enough to be on one of the teams at all. Anywhere. That's bullshit. You know it's bullshit. It'd be the same difference as if they made the same difference as all that, so no black man is able to be good at, like, come on. There's no way that just that one, that's not even including all the other ones, just that one, there's no way that 115 million people are playing this game and there's not one female among all of us that is good enough to be a pro.
Yeah.
You know. So just like, if you're a gamer or a streamer and you're a dick to female, what if you're a dick and toxic in gaming? I'm not going to tell you to do something that I want to tell you to do because just kind of media and I probably shouldn't say it. But hypothetically speaking, go fuck yourself and do something else that involves a rope. Hypothetically speaking, don't do that because I don't want you to do that. But still. Go somewhere else. You can fuck yourself all you want, but don't kill yourself. But seriously, go buy a dildo, fuck yourself, unless you like it. If you like it, then don't do it. Deprive yourself of it and do something else that just leave us alone. Leave people who want to play the game alone, okay? But be respectful to just other gamers. And, like, no one is telling you not to talk shit while gaming because that's going to fucking happen. But if you're not going to say that you're going to come and find me and rape me, you damn better not say it to her. It's that simple. Keep that same energy. If you want to talk shit, talk shit. But the shit that you want to talk about should be the same shit. Like, if you say some shit to me, I'm probably going to say, it's okay. I'll make sure to tell your mother that you're not a bad boy when I see her later tonight. You know, some shit like that. I wouldn't say shit about you being a female. I'd just, you know, or, you know, you say some shit about me. It's like, oh, that's fine. I've had sex before. I'm okay. Like, you know, it's nothing to do with, it has nothing to do with you being a man. I'm not going to bring it to your gender because I don't need to. And if you need to, kind of, and here's another thing. Just for if you want to push back, because there's going to be some people push back. I don't think any of the five people that listen will be those people, but you know what the future might bring. The reason for not doing things like that is simply because the second you do that, you reveal how much of a pussy you are, and not like a real pussy that's like strong and juicy and succulent and like everybody loves. Like everybody loves pussy. Men love pussy. Women love pussy. Pussy's awesome. You're that other pussy that nobody wants. That's got like a yeast infection. That fucking, you know. Look up. Don't look this up. But look this up. You know, blue waffle. That's what you are. You're a blue fucking waffle. All right. You know what that? Yeah. You know what that is. Yeah. That's what the fuck you are. You're disgusting. Yeah, that's what the fuck you are. When from this point on, where's my gavel? From this point on, let it be known, whenever someone is referred to as a pussy, the pussy they are being referred to is the blue waffle. It's that simple. Because you say shit like that, you're a pussy. And anybody who joins your side in agreeing with you is a bigger pussy. You know, it's hard to be, but yeah, if at least that pussy has at least like some semblance of antibiotics that he actually has the nerve to say it. The other pussy can't say it unless his friend says it first. That makes you even bigger pussy. And there's no reason.
If one of our followers could please count the amount of times that Savage has said pussy during this podcast, that would be appreciated.
Go for it. I'm just because I'm getting like I don't first off, in general, and we've had this conversation, I don't even like the word as it's used, woke. You ain't woke. You woke up. You awoke from a nap. Woke in the context that we use it is not a thing. I mean, it's a thing now, but that's not how the word's supposed to be used. You woke from a nap. I awoke from a nap. You're awake. Why is everybody woke? I'm not fucking woke. I'm awake, motherfucker. I got eyes. I see shit. Okay? But just the fact that I do this, I'm woke. You know, I don't know if anybody would ever claim because we have like 9 of you listening, but still, I would easily be put into that category if this was a bigger show. And that doesn't like. Common sense should not be a negative thing. And it really hurts me on a deep, deep level that common sense is a negative thing. Treating people with dignity and respect is a negative thing. Trying to not be a dickhead is a negative thing. Standing for liberty and justice for all is a negative thing. All right. Anything else to add to that tirade, Heather?
Nah. Nope. I'm good to go.
All right. That's yeah. Why don't you tell them where they can find you, Heather?
Okay. Well, you can find me on Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday nights around 6 p.m. at Dog Eat Dogs on Twitch. That is D0G Eats. D0GS. And I'm also on Twitter under the same thing. You can follow me for some malarkey and for live notifications.
All right. And you can follow me on twitch.tv/savagevoice, or you can check out the Bad New Bears YouTube channel. And also check out the Broke Blurred Pod YouTube channel and or Savage Graphics Media YouTube channel. Nothing on the Savage Graphics Media channel yet. However, I have a plan. I'm saying it now because I'm more likely to do it because I'm saying it, where I'm going to try and do a review for the Mortal Kombat movie that just came out. I have to watch it, and I have to see if I'm able to do it, but I'm going to do a review for it, so keep your eyes and ears open for that. And I'll probably put a link up it on the main website, savagegraphicsmedia.com, graphics with an X, where you can find all our content and merch and stuff like that, and support us and all that lovely stuff. So for the Broke Blurred Pod, I've been your host, Anthony Savage, a.k.a. Voice, a.k.a. Savage Voice, a.k.a. Antonio El Savaje. And with me today has been
Heather, just Heather.
All right. Just remember, everybody, make sure to don't tell yourself you can't do something. Ask yourself, why can't you do it? Now, let's get rid of Craig. Craig, how do you leave? All right. Copy. If I do this right, this should be golden. And paste. Nope. I don't need that. Okay.